Thank you for tuning in to 89.1 Grace Christian Radio. Coming up next is a replay of our Christmas Eve service. Please enjoy.
Well, good evening. Yeah, welcome, welcome. I just want to welcome you all here and want to welcome those that are tuning in on the radio as well. Wish you a Merry Christmas, and we're glad you're joining us. We're going to just open in prayer, and then we're going to invite the worship team to lead us in our first song, and we'll just enjoy our time together. Amen?
Amen?
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this night. We thank you that we can come and we can just worship you for who you are. You are our Savior. You are our Lord. You are the King of Kings. And so, Lord, as we go through our time together, Lord, may you be just glorified in it. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Well, welcome. I almost said good morning, but good evening. Merry Christmas. Would you like to stand? And we're going to sing Come On Ring Those Bells, and just feel free to welcome those around you and wish them a Merry Christmas as well.
Everybody likes to take a holiday. Everybody likes to take a rest. Spending time together with the family. Sharing lots of love and happiness. Come on, bring those bells. Light the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King. Born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells. Everybody say, Jesus, we remember this your birthday. Celebrations come because of something good. Celebrations we love to recall. Mary had a baby boy in Bethlehem. The greatest celebration of them all. And come on, ring those bells, light the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say, Jesus, we remember this your birthday. Come on, ring those bells, light the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say, Jesus, we remember this your birthday. Yes, Jesus, we remember this your birthday.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah. Well, praise the Lord. Hey, all right on. We're gonna get more Pentecostal every week, right? Some hallelujahs in here this evening, and yeah. Tonight, Christmas Eve is a time for the heart, more so than the mind. You know, it's a time of invitation for you to feel something, you think of the story of Christmas and the bright stars shining in the east, leading the wise men to Bethlehem. You think about the heavenly hosts of angels singing glory to God in the highest, and the fear of the shepherds and the amazement of the shepherds. It's a very special baby being born in a manger, in swaddling clothes, warmly and securely cared for by Mary and Joseph. Folks, I want to encourage you this evening to feel what this day represents, to feel Christmas, to feel have a sense of God's presence here You know, it's like sometimes we get in our heads and we overthink and we get busy. Oh, I'm going to start preaching. Sorry. But but you know, we can get so worked up. Oh, we got to have all these little treats fixed up, and we got to have everything ready for the family, and we got to do all these things, and we get in our minds and we forget to feel what is going on. That Jesus was born. He came. He grew up, he died, and he rose again for us. And so I invite you as we light our candles here this evening, we get to light the Christ candle that represents that Christ has come. And so I want to invite Diana and Dave to come, and they're going to lead us in lighting the candles and lead us in the Advent prayer. You bet.
Thank you. Hello? Okay, wait. We light the candle of hope, the candle of peace, the candle of joy, the candle of love, and the Christ candle to proclaim that out of love for the world, God dispelled darkness forever through the birth of Jesus Christ, the light of the world.
Let us say the Advent prayer together. It's
stand with us.
God, in your love, you sent your Son as the light in the darkness. Let the light of your love shine brightly as we prepare our hearts for King Jesus. You alone are our hope. You alone are our joy. You alone are our peace. As the flames of these candles shine brightly in this moment, may your light appear in us and increase us to all the earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much. Well, you guys can stay standing for a second here. I'm just going to read the scriptures. It's a call to worship, and then we're going to turn it over to the worship team. And these are the scriptures. We often call a call to worship. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. Let the heavens be glad. Let the earth rejoice. Let the seas roar and all that fills it. Let the mountains and the fields exult and everything in them. Let all the trees in the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he is coming. He is coming to judge the earth. Amen?
Amen?
Yeah.
Holy.
Joy Mary, Did You Know? On the piano. Sister from Oliver visiting, and I just gave her the music this morning, so thank you so much. Okay, we're gonna stand again and sing, "Oh Come All Ye Faithful."
Come, ye, oh come, ye too.
we'll all need your help on this song, so please sing out. Seated.
Let's pray. You can pray this with me if you like. God created, creator of all life, you made us in your image. You sent your Son to share our flesh. Tonight we celebrate the glad times of his birth. We pray that your love may be born anew in us. Help us to respond to the greatness of your love by sharing it with others. Amen? Yeah, praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles, you can turn there with me. It's Matthew 1. Matthew 1. We're going to read a little bit of the Christmas story. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man, unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She shall bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him, and assembled all the chief priests and scribes of the people, and he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. And they told him, in Bethlehem of Judea. For so it is written by the prophets, and you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him. After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came and rested over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy, and going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. Lord, bless your word. Bless your word. Just want to share a few thoughts about this portion of scripture that I kind of was kind of meditating and thinking about this week on that scripture. And so as I reflected on this portion of scripture this week, a few things kind of just stuck out for me. And one of the things that I found fascinating was when in verse 19 it says, then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. In other words, folks, Joseph was just a really good guy, an upright guy, a just guy. And he loved God, and he loved Mary. And he wanted to do what was right. And something that kind of came to me is that when you want to do what's pleasing to God, or you want to do what's right, God honors that. And God honored Joseph because he wanted to do what was right. wanted to do what was right. And it says, Joseph had a dream where the angel speaks to him, and he says, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. The baby that Mary is carrying is from the Holy Spirit. And his name is to be Jesus, because he is going to save his people. You see, folks, sometimes God has a plan and a purpose and a destiny that maybe just doesn't match what we think. Amen? And in this story, the plan was simple. It was, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. God with us. And when you look at that, at this name, Emmanuel, it declares the presence of God. The presence of God with his people in a way that's altogether different than what they've known. Altogether different. All they had known is religion and tradition. And now God's come. And he's brought his son, and he's saying, I'm turning things upside down here, and it's not going to be about religion and ritual and tradition. He's saying, it's about relationship from here on in. And that is why Jesus came, to give us an opportunity to have relationship with our King, our Lord, our Savior, our Father. He's doing something new in their time. And one other thing, and I'm going to close with this, otherwise I'll be preaching all night. Okay? Just one other thing. And we'll turn it back over to the worship team. One thing that really stuck out for me was the wise men. Wise men from the east came to Jerusalem saying, where is he who was born the King of the Jews? For we have seen his star. We have seen his star in the east, and we have come to worship him. And I want you to hear this, folks. Wise people seek out the King of Kings. They seek him out. Not for what he can give them, but to worship him. To worship him. Wise people seek out the King of Kings to worship him. King Herod and all the religious folks knew where the Christ was going to be born, right? They knew it. But they didn't have the wisdom or the heart to go and worship the King of Kings. Wise people seek out the King of Kings to worship him. To worship him. Amen? That's all I got. Okay, worship team, please come. Let's. praise the Lord. We're gonna continue on. We're gonna sing another song here, and then we're gonna. I want to invite you to pray a prayer of confession, okay? And it's kind of an interactive thing. I'm going to pray, and then you guys can respond, okay? So in a moment here.
Would you like to stand?
Thank you.
God with us. Amen? Yeah. Well, let me lead you in a prayer of confession, because I think it's always good to confess to the Lord. Amen? And so we celebrate the coming of the light of the world. We have prayed for that light to enter our lives and our world. Yet we confess that there have been times when we have obscured that light for others through insensitivity, prejudice, through the use of careless words or hurtful words or selfish or destructive actions. Oh, I don't know if it's up there. Okay. Well, it's on your bulletin if you like, okay? And the people responded, "Come, Lord Jesus, be light for our darkness and empower us with your Spirit to be faithful bearers of your light into all the shadowy and cloudy areas of people's lives." Amen. Amen. Let's try one more. Loving God, we give you thanks and praise. At the very beginning of time, you spoke the word that replaced the darkness of chaos with life-giving light. Through your love for the world, the word became flesh and lived among us as the angels caroled glory to you in the highest heavens and peace to all people on earth. So we join with them and with all people to praise your name. Lord of heaven and earth, are surely full of your glory. The angels sang of it. The shepherds encountered it. We have been blessed with it. And we give you thanks for the one whose birth we remember tonight. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. And on earth, peace to all people. Amen. Let me just bless you guys before you go, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas. This is a blessing I really like. It says, "May the peace of God reign in your hearts, and the love of God forever hold you tight. And may the Spirit of God flow through your life, and the joy of God uphold you this night and as we enter the new year. In Jesus' name, amen." Amen. Bless you, folks.
Thank you for tuning in and listening. We'd like to see you next Sunday at Grace Christian Fellowship. We'd love to worship with you.